Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Dalad. The Mishnah discusses several malachas pertaining to making thread and fabric. Shear, the significant size for the malacha deraisa of hamalavin, washing, v'hamenapets, combing the raw wool, v'atzevea, and dyeing it, v'atayva, and spinning the wool into threads. In all these processes, it has to be you use enough wool kimaloi rechiv hasit kafel. Kafel means doubled, so twice the amount of the length of a sit. A sit is the distance between the index and middle finger when they're spread apart. Double that length, which the Rav says happens to be, is the length between the thumb and the index finger when they're spread apart. That's twice as much as the length between the index and middle finger spread apart. So twice the length of a sit, that amount of wool is necessary, that all these malachas of malavin, menapets, tevea, and teva have to be done with that much wool in order for it to be a malacha deraisa. V'ha'ayreg, and someone who's weaving shnei chutin, and he's using two threads, shiyuri kimloi hasit, he needs the threads to be at least one sit. That's one times the measurement between the index and middle finger. Each thread has to be that length in order to have the malacha of ayreg, of weaving. Mishnah Hey discusses the malacha of tzad, of trapping animals. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hatzad sipar lemigdol, if someone traps a bird into a closet, utzvi levayas, or a deer into a house, he chases it in and closes the door of the house, chayev, he's going to be chayev for the malacha of tzad. If the bird would have been trapped in a house, that wouldn't have been tzad, because it can escape from a window. But the deer is trapped in the house, and the bird is trapped already in the closet. The Chachamim say, Tzipar lemigdol. They agree that a bird is considered trapped when it goes into a closet, even though it could fly around in the closet. They agree to Rabbi Yehuda. Utzvi, but regarding the deer, they argue and they say that Lagina ulachatzer ulavivaren. Not only a house, but even if it's a non-roof structure. Rabbi Yehuda required a roof structure for trapping a deer. But the Chachamim say, even if it's into a gina, a garden that's enclosed, but there's no roof, lechatzer, a courtyard, ulevevaren, or into a pen, in these places it's enclosed, but there's no roof, the Chachamim hold that's enough for the deer to be considered trapped. Reb Shimon comes to limit the opinion of the Chachamim, and he says, leikol beveren shavin, not all pens are the same, that they're good enough for trapping a deer. Zeraklal, this is the general rule. Mechusar tzida, if the animal is still lacking trapping, even when it's in the pen, that it would be difficult to get a hold of it. The pen is large enough and the deer can run around and the person's going to have a difficult time catching it within the pen, then putter. He's exempt by locking it in the pen because it's not fully trapped yet. She'ena mechusar tzida, but if it's not lacking any trapping, the pen's small enough that he can get a hold of the deer very easily once it's in the pen, then chayev, he's already chayev for the malacha, midaraisa, of trapping once he traps it in this pen.